This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back at Jamestown. We're at the Sabir's Buffalo City Grill. A beautiful, beautiful spot. Jim and Sherry Heyer own this building. And, of course, Jamestown, history for there. I think Jim played at Jamestown College, if I'm mistaken. But there's a great connection here, good folks. And so it's wonderful to be back at the Buffalo City Grill. Hospitality's fantastic with Nick and his crew here, so appreciate that very much. We started a farm and ranch conversation, I'm going to call it. It's just like sort of sitting down and having a cup of coffee or glass of water with farmers and ranchers, and it's just been so darn fun. I've done a few of these. Been up to Arthur, North Dakota, at Kevin Skunas' farm. Been down to Doug Hilly's ranch down by St. Anthony, south of Mandan. And I just have so much fun. I learn a ton, and so I've asked for others to, you know, join us, and we actually came to Buffalo City Grill today to talk with some folks. We're going to do more of that later in the program here and finish our conversation about farming in this amazing time in which we live, where really when you think about the stories we were hearing last year, farmers fighting for their lives to get a crop out, salvage would have been good, right? And where we've come, pretty incredible. So it's fun to hear these guys, even with a dry year ahead and officially a drought, just say, well, that's just what we signed up for. We're used to that. So more of that conversation coming up as well. Mike Lindell will join us in the After the Show show. Mike is, of course, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow. If you have a question for Mike, I'd encourage you to get it in now by text, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And today is the day of roundtables because we're excited to have our business roundtable folks back. Once a month, we invite in the experts and help businesses in the audience sort through all of the challenges they face owning and running a company. And we're going to talk about growth and expansion today. We have our experts back. Welcome your questions or comments for them. Again, by text, 701-367-2054, or call us at 800-228-0550. Don't forget the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. You can call that 24/7. Don't want to wait. Just want to get a question off your chest. You call us at 855-200-1776. I promise before we're done today, and I'll try and not leave this for the After the Show show, to talk about Twitter's new policy. They have a new policy now that's pretty good. And also, I'm saying it pretty good laughing. And also, Washington Post eating crow on a story about President Trump. And his response to it is absolutely epic. So that coming up on the program before we're done today. Let me welcome back to the program our business roundtable experts. Dan Stoller with Sterion Bank, Chad Flanagan with iBailey, Tyler Levington with the Onsted Twitchell Law Firm, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Gentlemen, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Good morning.
Thanks, Scott.
So, Tom, I'm going to start with you because we're going to talk about growth today. There's growth, and then there's something that we're experiencing at Flag Family Media, chaotic growth. But you've been there, done that, and, you know, I guess we talk about two ways to grow or expand your company. Organically, through, you know, the people you already have, the infrastructure you already have, increasing locations, recruitment, personnel, or buying a competitor, buying a company in another market, going after human capital that already exists, gain new business, expand the footprint or capacity there. As they say, you've been there, done that. What can you tell us about which of those two is better than the other?
Boy, I don't know if I can tell you which one is better than the other. I can tell you that they both work or they can both be horrible. I'll focus today on acquisition. There's a couple of ways that people do acquire companies. We've seen some success from people that just go out to they want to expand to it. Let's say they wanted to expand to, Rapid City, and they don't really know anybody, so they just look for companies that are similar in their space, and and hope to be able to buy something that they can change to match their what they do for business. Seen that work. There are some examples of that in town. I've seen people use brokers to try and do the same thing. We haven't done that either, but I've seen that work a little bit for people. The way we've done it is we tend to look for, we look to an area, let's say, let's use Cheyenne, Wyoming as an example, because it's not someplace where we're at today, but there are some worthy, there's some worthy competition there. And so what we do is we look for those people who are super successful in those areas, and we just start conversations. And the question is, you know, could we be better together? Is there some way that that what you're doing is similar to what we're doing, and the two together can, you know, 1 + 1 = 3 type of a situation, or 2 + 2 = 5, or however you want to look at that. Is there a reason for someone to make a change in how their ownership structure looks, and would it look better under High Point Networks? Then once we get past that conversation, the more important things are, let's talk about the people. Is there a culture fit? Is there, you know, are we dealing with people who fit what we do, or are we dealing with a bunch of mavericks, for example? What about people in positions? Do we have a bunch of overlap? Those are all of the things that we go through when we look at acquisition side expansion. And of course we could talk you know, internal growth expansion as well, but I think we'll do that at a different time. But that's what we look for when we're looking at acquisition. And of course, once we get to that, then I go to everybody else on the phone and start dealing with valuations and legal things. And of course, there's always banking involved. And so I'll let the other experts fill in the blanks with the rest of it.
And I'm going to jump next to Chad to talk a little bit about the accounting side. But before we do that, through that process, in the case of High Point Networks, High Point Networks, what did you learn? What did you come away from that? I mean, how was the second one better than the first one, and the third better than the second?
That's a great question. The first one was chaos, because we didn't really know what we were doing. It was successful, but not, you know, it was marginally successful, I think. We didn't know how to vet the people properly. We didn't really know a whole lot about the accounting side of things. We were trying to be mavericks and, you know, we were smarter than everybody else. We didn't use the experts as well as we should have on our first one, and we learned our lesson. On the second one, we really knew a lot more about the people side of things, so we focused very heavily on the people side of things. We wanted to make sure that what we were buying was going to stay together, because there was no reason to spend, you know, 7 digits to expand and then have everybody walk away. So we spent an inordinate amount of time on the people. On the third one, it was probably even more successful, quicker, I guess would be a better way to say, the best way to say that. I don't know. But let's just say it that way. That one was a slow roll over a period of about 18 months that the owner and I spent a lot of time together just getting to know each other. We knew our people were going to be taken care of. He knew his people were going to be taken care of. And when the day came, it was just like handing over. It was almost like a marriage where the people getting married and their parents have all gotten to know each other super well, and it was a very comfortable handoff. So I think we're getting better at it. It just takes time.
I like that example. Chad, let's go to you. And the reason I asked that is the first one might go a little bumpy. It shouldn't scare you from doing the second. And by the third, you're really good at it. And then all of a sudden, you're 4, 5, 6 into those deals, and the growth is you know, really transformational for your company. Chad, from the accounting side, where should the process start? When your client is thinking about an acquisition as a growth strategy, when that deal is ready to be done, maybe before they do it, from the financial side, what do you want to know and when from your client?
Yeah, Scott, I think, you know, with any deal you want to look at, a lot of the terms of the deal, which can include the tax structuring. So, you know, so much of the deal is focused on price, but terms of a deal can be so important too. So how you structure a purchase price allocation, or whether it's an asset deal or stock deal, can make a big difference. And then we want to really look at and do our due diligence, financial and tax due diligence. I think Tyler will talk about legal due diligence as well, but we want to get in, understand that target, to understand normalized revenue, normalized earnings, and, you know, look at things like working capital and areas of risk. And so, you know, having the proper team working on due diligence is such an important thing. And then one other thing Tom mentioned, I think, which is critical is just culture fit. You know, we know some of these deals can look good on paper, but, you know, gelling with the team, you know, do they have the same vision? Do they have the same talent pool? Do they have the same desire for growth? Very critical in evaluating a target.
I want to start with you, Tyler. We'll probably have to finish on the other side of the break, but Tyler Leverington from Onstead Twitchell here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, again, exactly what he's talking about. What do you want business to know from the legal side of things? What do they need to think about going into these?
Yeah, I think as soon as you're considering it, as soon as you've identified an acquisition target or somebody that you want to partner with, get your lawyers on board right away, because the due diligence period is absolutely critical. That's where you really get to know the inside of this company that you might be buying. And whether it's the accounting or the banking side, your lawyers are going to need to set up a structure that's going to make the other side comfortable opening their books, opening their doors, so you can really get a good idea of what's going on in there.
Tom McDougal from High Point Networks, Tyler Leverington with Onstead Twitchell, and Chad Flanagan from Mike Bailey. We've heard from so far, still to come, Dan Stoller from Starium Bank, and more of our Business Roundtable. Acquisitions, growth, what to think about when you're owning and running a company. Stay tuned.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On What's On Your Mind. We're live at Jamestown today. Thanks to Sabir's Buffalo Grill for hosting us. More with our landowners, farmers, talking about what to expect this spring coming up in just a little bit. Looking forward to that continuing. Meanwhile, it's our Business Roundtable. We do this once a month, the Better Business Roundtable. This is meant to be a resource for folks in business, bringing you know, these incredible experts together in one place once a month to answer questions about things that every business is dealing with. Do you grow? Do you stay the same? Do you expand? And if you have questions for any of them, I first of all, consider them great resources to call on. Dan Stoller at Star M Bank, Chad Flanagan at Ike Bailey, Tyler Leverington from Onsted Twitchell, a law firm, and Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, with us today on the program on this topic. But any topic related to this or anything else for the pros, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. All right, Dan, let's get to you. Tyler, did we finish? Did we get everything in you want to talk about? Do you have an example maybe of from the legal side of things, what you suggested playing out well, or what you always hope for but doesn't always happen, how you have to come in later? Anything in the way of examples you want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a topic I could talk about all day if you'd let me. I think one of the biggest mistakes folks make, especially small businesses or businesses who are involved in one of their first acquisitions, a lot of times they wait a little bit too long to get some of the professional advisors involved. You know, I've seen it play out where somebody comes to me and they say, hey, we got this great opportunity. We're going to buy a company. Here's the terms of the deal. Go ahead and put the paperwork together and let me know when it's ready to sign. And I kind of have to pump the brakes and say, whoa, let's talk about this a little bit. And they say, we've had dinner with the other owners 10 times and we talked about everything. It's a great fit. We know it's going to be wonderful. And I kind of get them to slow down a little bit and we start talking and realize that maybe they don't know quite as many of the intricate details of the acquisition target as they would like to. And we kind of put things on hold and do a due diligence period. And after actually digging into it, realizing that while on paper, on the surface, the acquisition target seems like a good fit and they do a lot of the same things, they must have a lot of the same customers, it turns out that 80% of their customers or 80% of their revenue comes from just one or two customers. And all of a sudden, this acquisition is a big risk because while the company's worth what we're paying for it, if just one or two customers leave, the company they're buying is worth almost nothing. But had we not dug into due diligence and then built some protections into the agreement, that would have been a huge risk that they didn't even know they were taking. So it's critical that we get the professionals involved early, make sure we know everything we need to know, and then we can protect you and get a deal done.
I'm guessing Dan has some examples of this as well from the banking side. But when I hear Tyler talking, I'm looking in the mirror and saying, been there, done that, because you get so enamored in the idea of this is a perfect fit, and you almost are just, you're sold. And you're not doing the things you know you should do to have the person ask you the right questions because the train's left the station. And, boy, talk about a way to avoid pitfalls. Dan, how about that? Somebody comes in and says, look, I know this is bankable. I know you can do it. Write it up. Are you going, whoa, pump the brakes like Tyler is? Or how do you handle it from Starion Financial side?
Yeah, great question, Scott. And I agree with what's been said so far. You know, we like to get involved really early on. If somebody that we're working with truly has a growth mindset, we like to sit down and say, okay, what are you trying to accomplish through acquisition? Are you trying to acquire talent? Are you trying to acquire new markets? Are you trying to acquire a product? Let's start talking about your growth plans before you even start talking about a target. You know, let's understand and truly put some parameters around how you want to grow. And the reason we like to get involved in is we might be able to give you some suggestions on how you might end up structuring a deal, what size of a transaction you might be able to handle, what your sustainable growth is. If you're looking to acquire without additional capital, you know, how much can you truly afford to borrow and how much capital do you need? So we can help on the front end really establish some parameters. And then I think the key, and this is what Tyler's talking about, you know, stick to those parameters. Once you start looking, you start talking to other business owners about a possible merger or acquisition, you get enamored pretty quickly and you can get overzealous and get to the point where you say, hey, we're so far down the road, let's just do this deal. And you need some folks internally and externally to stop you and say, whoa, wait a second here. This acquisition doesn't fit the parameters that you originally described. Are you sure it's the right acquisition for you? And so I think it's important on the front end to really determine what you're trying to accomplish. Because what I've seen from a pitfall perspective is growth for the sake of growth isn't always successful. The bigger necessarily doesn't mean more profit, doesn't necessarily mean life is going to be better. So we find let's stop and really look at what that acquisition is going to bring to the table at the end of the day, and is it going to accomplish your original goals when you set out in this growth mindset?
So I have to ask, Tom McGoon, owner of High Point Networks, you know, these pitfalls we talk of, the what-ifs that, you know, both Chad, Dan, and Tyler, for all three for that matter, have said, boy, this is what can happen. Are you having any flashbacks? I mean, did this, have you lived any of this? What do you see as some of the things you'd like other people to make sure they avoid when it comes to some of these pitfalls if you don't do what they're suggesting?
Yeah, I was having convulsions there for a little bit when a couple of them were talking. But
that's two of us, but I hear you.
I think from a banking side, one of the biggest surprises that we weren't really prepared for very well at all on the first run, the acquisition itself was pretty easy to understand and handle. But what we didn't see coming, what kind of blindsided us just a little bit, was the need for more operating line of credit. Because with more sales comes more accounts receivable, and I don't think we really calculated that or quite understood that quite as well on that first run. So that was a little bit of a pitfall. The people side is, I think most people understand that if you're going after a market just for names and customers and to have a shingle there, that's one thing. But if you're going after a business hoping to sustain that, you know, Tyler hit on a huge thing there. We had looked at a target one time where about 90% of their business was all one customer, and we couldn't even guarantee that the account manager for that particular customer was going to stay around. So it became pretty invaluable. It became of not much value to us at that point. So that's a couple. Another one that you run into quite a bit is when you're, especially if you're looking to grow by acquiring a well-functioning company, is you have to ask yourself the question going in, are you willing to take on more partners? Because sometimes the people who, let's say you're the larger company, you're looking to acquire a smaller company, sometimes the reason that the principals want to sell is because they want to become part of a larger entity, and you have to have that decided in your mind going in as well if that's a possibility or not. And we've changed strategies on that over the years as well. So they're just things that you don't really think about early, but once you get into it, if you were to have the conversation with your attorney or your valuation folks or whatever early, you can avoid, like Tyler said, you could avoid running into that later and getting hammered.
All the pitfalls, yep. So if we've done nothing new today, we've suggested, I think, something that's very, very important. Have a good team in place. Help with your planning. Have them work together for you. Start that conversation first. Then you got everybody on the same page. They complement each other. Tom McDougall, owner of High Point Networks. Chad Flanagan, a partner in charge at Bailey's Fargo office. Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank. And Tyler Leverington, shareholder, business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. Thank you, guys. See you next month.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmoth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota Equipment Auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrankie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On What's On Your Mind, serenaded in here by Prince, rest his soul, the Purple People Eater or whatever.
You see, they're going to name a part of Highway 5 in down in the Twin Cities in West Metro, the Prince Highway down there.
Are they really? That's kind of
cool.
Yeah. Quite a talent, no doubt about that. They have like a little shrine/museum to him now at his old recording studios there, right?
Yep.
I haven't been there, but is that by Chanhassen or where is that? Is that
yeah, there? It's in Chaska, I think.
Chaska, okay. But,
yeah, Paisley Park.
Yep. Got it. Let me tell you about the University of Mary. I want to tell you a little bit about how grateful they are for healthcare workers and teachers taking care of our community in times of crisis. And that's one of the reasons the University of Mary is offering teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued up to the cost of tuition for your first class. So you can take the first steps towards a fresh start this spring, enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program online or in the evenings. You choose the best way to learn while you're still working, while you're fulfilling your other responsibilities, moms, dads. That's what they're all about at the University of Mary. Your life and career experiences are valuable. They offer credit for previous experience. You can complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. They perfected that. We're leading in that. They really are. So don't delay. If you give a deposit by April 30th, you'll receive that thank you scholarship. So there's a deadline there. You can also have your application fee waived when you use the promo code SCOTT. That's right. So now you've got an application fee just to find out how much credits you have, how much you're going to need. To find out more, visit online.umary.edu or call the University of Mary, 701-355-8030. Again, that's online.umary.edu or call 701-355-8030. Mike Lindell in the After the Show show later today. I'll be back on the road tomorrow from Jamestown to Medora we go. We'll actually stop for the show in Dickinson tomorrow, Dickinson State University. Looking forward to that very much. Should be a lot of fun. So let's continue our chat with some farmers kind enough to spend a little time today talking about all kinds of things. Dennis Haugen is here. Dennis has a farm that we've been on before. He farms in Hannaford and really enjoyed that. He's also the director of an all-new wind landowner group. And wants to encourage other owners to participate. I want to talk about that. Marvin Schultz is here, retired farmer from Edgeley. Richard Schlosser and his wife Mary are here. And Dana Brandenburg is here. So we're going to get Dana in, too, before the top of the hour. Lots of ground to cover. So, Dennis, tell me about this landowner group. The Wind Landowner Group. Is that your name? Really fancy name you came up with there.
Yeah, Wind Landowner Group. We're just kind of getting it started. We you know, felt there was a need for a representation of farmers that or landowners that, that have wind towers on their land or are looking at wind towers on their land. And, you know, it's not just, you know, wind towers in North Dakota. They're nationwide, you know. And it's, you know, every wind tower involves property. So,
which you own in this case.
Right.
And should be able to decide, do I want a wind tower or do I not? No different than you'd say, do I want a pipeline or do I not?
Right.
Do I want a power line or do I not? Right?
Right.
I mean, this is one of the arguments that perplexes me a little bit. Now, some people call and say, well, yeah, Dennis has a right to put that there, but does he have a right to infringe on my land, you know, two sections away, because I got to look at it or I got to hear it or everything else? One of the reasons we went to your farm, because I want to know, do I hear this? And we literally did the show underneath these things and did interviews, and I don't hear anything. Now, I think it's all in the ear, right? Because, you know, do you hear the wind? Yes, but I don't know that I can do anything about it. But I don't know that I hear it any different. I'm curious, from your perspective, Marvin, you've told us you're obviously soon to be a same thing as the wind landowner, because you're going to have both on your land. I mean, what do your neighbors say about this?
Well, the neighbors right now, this is just in the beginning, so they're kind of searching this out. There's actually two companies down there right now in Energy and also NextEra, and they're wondering which way to go. So we really don't have any there. You know, in the western part of Lamoure County, yes, it's been established. But in the eastern part, right west of 281, they're beginning the formulation in Lamoure County and then into Stutsman County. And they're pushing for leases. Some people have signed with one company, some others with another company. And I think it's a win-win deal. I mean, for the landowner, and not just the landowner, but also for the schools, for the county itself, for the townships. I mean, the tax revenue that's going to be brought in from, and I'm sure Dennis up there in Hannaford can relate to that, it's substantial. Your roads are going to be fixed up, the infrastructure and everything by these companies once they're established. So it's not just the landowner that benefits. It's also a number of other people. I've sat on these boards, like I said, former county commissioner and also a school board in Edgley, and I've worked with these budgets and mill levies, and they're pretty tight. And I would think that with the tax revenue that's coming in from these wind energy things, or solar, would definitely be a big bonus.
What do you say about neighbors that have a concern?
Now, possibly, I haven't seen any concern yet.
All right, okay.
In that area, because they aren't established where I live yet.
Have you, Dennis? Because you've got them on your farm.
We had a little pushback when we got started, but it wasn't anything major. And, you know, looking back now, 11 years after the fact, we're really happy that the decision was made to move forward with the wind farm.
Because I'm not unsympathetic to neighbors. We've all had neighbors that, those of us live in the city, right? All of a sudden there's RVs out there, there's, you know, there's trash out there, there's whatever. Like, there are rules. There are going to be ground rules, but I think that's what the county planning department is for, right? To say, again, what does the state have for laws? In my mind, if the laws are designed to, to prevent development, we've seen that in McLean County, where you've got a county attorney who literally is saying, we are going to have a wind moratorium. Now you're using it as a blunt force instrument. But if your governing body says, look, within rules, setbacks, whatever, right, then it's fine, right? Right. I mean, you've got to have ground rules, but I don't look at a silo and say, ooh, what an unsightly thing that silo is, or a grain bin and say, it's part of doing business. So I have a hard time from the argument that says it's strong enough for me to not like what you're doing for me to say I get to dictate what's on your land. That's where I draw the line personally.
The only pushback that I've heard, and I was talking to Richard and Dennis here a little bit, and Dana, in regards to that, is what are they going to do with these wind turbines when their usage is done? How are they going to recycle them? What's going to happen to them? You know, that's the only pushback I've heard down the road.
Interesting.
You know,
and there are many answers to that question.
Well, so that we were Marvin and I were just talking about that. Well, so 20 years ago, when they were just putting these wind towers together, there wasn't a need for recycling wind blades because they weren't wore out yet. Well, now we get down the road and there is, and, yep, you know, it started a whole new cottage industry now of recycling wind tower blades. Yep. They're out there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, that's called technology and evolving and different things. I mean, you hear stories once in a while they're burying them. Well, I don't love the idea of burying them because you kind of wonder, well, what happens to them 20 years from now, whatever. But again, ground rules, right? Ground rules. What do you do with them? How do you recycle them? Now somebody comes up with an idea. It's no different than, okay, it used to take a drilling rig 6 weeks. And $40 million to drill one well. They're down to 6 days now,
mm-hmm.
and they go one to the next and the next to the next. Richard, let me get you in here on the question. You're debating this right now as we speak on the wind side. Do you talk to your neighbors about that? What do you get in the way of feedback, if you will, from neighbors about this?
Well, in our neighborhood, we've been visiting back and forth, and I got to say, I live in a really good neighborhood. I get along with my neighbors. We all get along. We help one another through this whole process, and we're talking right now, you know, and looking at these contracts, and some of my landlords are looking at these contracts, you know, getting an attorney to look those over, you know, I think it just is, you know, we need to do our due diligence. And we're watching out for one another, and I think that's the big thing about living out here is that...
You'd be neighborly.
Being neighborly, the good neighbors, and, you know, that me taking X number of dollars shouldn't infringe on the rights of my neighbor down the road, you know, to enjoy life out there also.
And you know, we've done some informative programs like Wind Talk, where we have just asked everybody with everything they have in the way of objection to come to the table so we can get the pros to answer it. I think those are helpful. I personally, early on, was not a big wind supporter because I saw a production tax credit, which gives them a leg up. And that says to me, well, how in the world can they then compete unfairly with subsidies? The wind tax credit, production tax credit, has been disavowed. Has been the wind industry itself says we don't want it. Guess what? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Grassley keep putting it back in. So I think the beauty of the conversation on the Wind Talk side of things is the Comprehensive Energy Solutions of North Dakota Group says what? Comprehensive meaning we want wind as much as we want coal. We want oil as much as we want hydro. I think that's neighborly. That's saying in one part of the, we don't have oil in Edgeley. We don't have oil in Lemoore County, right? So where is our bounty? Can I put up a wind turbine and generate some revenue that is there for a long time and away from the ups and downs? This is where I think we all need to be a little more neighborly about this. Now, I'm not smart enough to figure out the grid and all that happens with when you put that on and how much does it cost and does it, gas is eating the lunch of coal way more than wind has. But nonetheless, if you're in the coal business, you know, you just see everybody coming at you. So that's not fun either, because we all need baseload energy. We don't be the next Texas. We don't be the next California and have grid power loss. So just a few thoughts there. Looks like, Marvin, you want to get in here. Go ahead.
Well, you just said it there, what I was going to get into in regards to this coal debate. I know what's going on in the legislature. How much do we keep this coal thing going, the Coal Creek thing and so forth? But I am under the theory that they can coexist together. I don't think that we can have too much energy in today's world because, like you just said not too long ago, look what happened down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The grids failed. We had blackouts up here in North Dakota, Moorhead, and so forth because of that, because there wasn't enough stored up. So I'm under the theory that coal and wind or solar can coexist together. I really do. I think there's a need for all of it.
It's well said. And by the way, there is legislation in the North Dakota legislature to, yep, quote-unquote, level the playing field for coal. I think that's a good idea because the reason Texas and California melted down is because there was not enough baseload energy there. There was not a recognition that, okay, that is a resource that is always on, and we ought to price it accordingly. And whether that's, the coal tax going away or whatever it is, they're trying to at least make it a playing field. That's something I've not heard. I don't see wind folks up there arguing against the coal leveling the playing field. I don't see that at all. So this is, again, playing well with each other and just makes good sense. Dana, we're going to get you in here when we come back and continue this conversation with our guests. Fun little round table today. And I do want, Dennis, before we're done, you to take us down a little trip down memory lane in this last year. And how the conversation for farmers was, a little more dire even than coming into a dry year. So Glasses always half full here.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674 at 390-1674 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, But the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at schwannbuickgmc.com, 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota. They got some 2020 Buick SUV models. They're dropping below MSRP. There's some 2021 deals going on with great purchase allowances. And, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime at schwannbuickgmc.com. 701-214-6372 is the number to call.
By the way, if you're a little hungry right now, I'm about to make you more hungry. So that'll be just a little bit of a warning to you.
You have a great talent to do that, though.
To make you hungry?
It's kind of your thing. Yeah, you're really good at it.
Chicken pot pie.
Yes, yeah, see? There you go.
A little cooler temperatures. Chicken pot pie pitch perfect. That's in Glendon today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. Tater tot hot dish. Are you joking me? Downtown Fargo, 205 NP Avenue. Alfredo Ravioli, if you're cruising I-29, 12th Avenue exit, or the main avenue exit, go all the way west. Pass the first PetroServe USA, you see, to the second. You can also come in from the west. Macaroni and beef hot dish today. Harwood meatball dinner. Hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie. Exit 292 Valley City. Two choices for you. When you pull in there, you can go north or south. If you go south, you're going south fast. Fast food. If you go north, easier access in and out. And home cook and grab-and-go convenience. And Yulin today, orange chicken or Mongolian beef. Really, really good. Mike Lindell in the After the Show show coming up. That will not be live, but it will be posted shortly after the show, so you can listen to Mike. And somebody said, where is it? I can't find it. Todd posted on Facebook. I'll post it on Facebook. It'll be on What's On Your Mind, Twitter account with a link. Same thing on all the websites. So it's there if you look for it. Go into the websites and search for it. Leftovers, the podcast, the After the Show show. Back in Jamestown, our thanks to Sabir's Buffalo Grill, by the way, for hosting us. And our thanks, too, for Dennis Haugen and Marvin Schultz and Richard and Mary Schlosser, and Dana Brandenburg is here. And Dana, you haven't got a chance to get in here. You heard this debate. Tell me what's on your mind when you hear all this.
As the others said, I'm all for all of above energy, and this new wind towers is a good way to generate extra income for the farm. Right now it's in the informative stage, and everybody's kind of wondering just what the leases are going to be like, setbacks, terms, and who's all involved in getting some of this money.
And I just heard something new I hadn't heard. I guess it's not new, but the Good Neighbor, lease basically says if you're within a mile, most of them work, then even if you don't have these on your land, you're getting part of a lease payment.
Correct.
Wow.
So your neighbors are getting involved in some of the income too, which I think is fantastic. I'm all for it.
Exactly. Give me your farming outlook.
Well, right now it's dry, but it's still early. So, I mean, we can get our April showers here and things could look pretty decent. Cause
so you're not pushing any panic buttons yet.
Everything got worked up last year instead of being mud. And it's snowing right now, so the good Lord's listening.
Yeah, exactly right. And we'll take rain after the snow. Dennis, you made a point earlier about where we were last year, we being the agriculture community, and, literally talking about salvage for some of the crops. So we do have to keep that in perspective, right?
Well, a year ago, we were harvesting 2019 corn.
Yeah. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at the 20 crop years, like, oh, man, what? You know, I mean, we had a lot of acres that didn't get planted just because we never got the corn off in time. I mean, and then the rest of it was so wet. I mean, I'm way more optimistic right now at this point in time than it was a year ago, and you know our prices have come up with that, and it's all good.
Anything else you want to tell us? Any final thoughts on this fascinating conversation on what's on the farm right now? How things are looking?
Well, I just like I said, we've been able to a lot of our major sloughs and stuff have dried up, and we're just going to get a lot more acres in this year, and better prices to look forward to.
You guys are changing my opinion of farmers never being happy. you are glass half full kind of guys here. I just can't even believe this. Marvin, you're inspiring me.
Well,
yeah.
You got to be, like Richard said, you got to be an eternal optimist to be a farmer. You know, I was in farming for 45 years, and I survived it to this point. But, like Dennis said, too, here, just lately here, last year to this year is like night and day. I mean, my son was out combining corn just like yours, a year ago. It's unbelievable. And now look at we've gone through everything straight through. We'll get the moisture. I believe we will.
Pretty amazing. Sorry, Dana, let's get you in here.
It was real fun this year doing the crop where you could actually drive the truck in the field. Didn't need a four-wheel drive with a big rope at the end.
Nice. Let's hand that mic over to Richard for a final word as well.
Pulled you out once.
Richard, did you pull him out?
Yes,
you did.
Yeah.
Well, there's a good neighbor for you.
I pulled him out once.
Richard farms over at Edgley, Lamar County, farms with his sons there. Final word on what drives all these decisions?
Yeah, and like I said, farming nowadays, you'd have to be an eternal optimist. But you still have to get up every morning, you worry. And like Dennis said last year, we harvested corn in June last year. And we hired a farmer with tracks to finish some of my sons in July.
Wow.
And it was just a phenomenally interesting year last year. So.
And really, the economic pressure on farmers knows no bounds. And it did get ugly there for a couple of years, talking about what you were talking about, Dennis. And so I pray every day that pressure and that risk doesn't lead to decisions that, you know, lead to a despair and a depression and everything else, because that's real out there. And you guys really did bring some hope to me, and I hope a lot of other folks today as well. And, you know, fascinating conversation about it all. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's a wrap from Jamestown. The After the Show show with Mike Lindell coming up. Brought to you in part today, by the way, by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you want to help prevent all the bad stuff in the air, viruses, mold, spores, bacteria, call them today. They have the ticket. 701-234-9889. God bless.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence.
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.